Yeah. Well, you know, for the professional side of things, for your side, there'd be absolutely no reason to mess with it. You know, for us ham guys who love to tinker with things on the fly, you know, it's okay for us to do it. You know, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just expected and everything else like that. But, you know, if they're being used for, you know, professional sides of things, you know, then it's a big no-no. So I understand both sides of the fence, you know. And then the other thing too is do you want it? Do you need it? You know, some people are all for it, and others just say, oh, just leave it alone. So, you know, me personally, I'd rather have the FPP. I've used it a couple, three times. You know, we went up north, Higgins Lake, and the kids stayed at one cabin. We stayed at another cabin, and we used it for GMRS, and then I was able to just take mine. You know, they had GMRS handy talkies, and I was able to just punch it right in and be able to talk with them back and forth. So, you know, a couple, three times, it's come in handy. So, to me, that's worth it, you know. But I don't know. I guess John has to decide, you know, is the audio recording worth it more than the FPP, you know, strike one, strike two? And then also, do you want to risk bricking it? You know, because if you can't get that thing back into flagship mode, all done,